兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
奉主耶稣圣名，一起来查考圣经啊！遵命有福。
In the name of Jesus Christ, study the Bible with all of you. The title, "Blessed are those who obey."
利未记二十六章。
Let's look at Leviticus chapter 26.
利未记从第十七章开始到二十六章，它叫做圣洁的法典。
From chapter 17 until 26 of Leviticus, it's the theme is the ordinance of holiness.
就是神告诉百姓一系列的要保持圣洁，一定要注意的事项。
Where God told the Israelites the kinds of holiness that they should obey.
这当中包括他们的节日。
And it includes the feasts and festivals.
那在结束以前呢，在第二十六章就有一个结论。
Before the Leviticus is finished, there is a conclusion in chapter 26.
第四十六节啊。
Verse 46.
四十六节。
Verse 46, chapter 26.These are the statutes and judgments and laws which the Lord made between himself and the children of Israel on Mount Sinai by the hand of Moses.
这里特别提到，这是神告诉百姓要遵行的律例、典章和法度。
Here it records all the statutes and judgments and laws which the Lord wants them to keep.
在第二十七章的最后一节，三十四节。
And in chapter 27, verse 34,It says, verse 34, these are the commandments which the Lord commanded Moses for the children of Israel on Mount Sinai.
这是最后再有一个附录，就提到这是神在西乃山要摩西吩咐百姓的命令。
So here's the appendix where the commandments that the Lord wanted Moses to tell the Israelites to keep.
那看起来第二十六章啊，它其实就好像是结论一样的。
It seems that chapter 26 is already the conclusion.
因为到了第二十七章，它的这些命令的吩咐啊，好像是特别为了一些有事情会发生的时候补充说明说百姓应该怎么做。
So it seems that in chapter 27 it records something else or extras.Things that may happen that they know what to do.
那所以第二十六章，这个就是神把祝福和灾祸，他有两个选择摆在百姓面前叫他们自己选。
So here in chapter 26, God has listed out all the blessings and retribution for them to choose.
所以二十六章有两个段落，就是第一节到第十三节的。如果遵守神的命令的时候，有什么福气
？So there are two sections in chapter 26, where the first section is verses 1 until 13, where is the promise of blessings.
那从十四节开始到最后就是如果不遵守神的这些命令，会有什么结果
？And from verse 14 and onwards, it will record if they do not obey the commandments, what will happen to them.
那这一章的信息在《生命记》二十八章差不多四十年之后会再重复一次。
And these messages will repeat again in chapter 28 of Deuteronomy.
那这是对选民的第二代，他们要进迦南地以前，特别跟他们重申的神的祝福，还有灾祸。
And that was repeated for the second generations of the Israelites.
那所以我们再看《利未记》呢？到要结束的时候，我们要做一个选择。
So before the ending or the conclusion of Leviticus, there is a decision to make.
那看起来神把这个如果百姓不遵守的话，会有什么结果，讲得非常的详细。
And God is very clear about what will happen if the Israelites will keep the commandments or not.
神他是一个很信实的神。
And God is very faithful.
他所讲过的话就会实现。
What he has said, it will happen.
不管是福气还是咒诅。
Doesn't matter whether it's blessings or curses.
所以神他的话，我们绝对不能够把它当作啊，只是参考。
So we should not just treat the word of God as reference only.
今天有许多的基督徒把神所讲的话当作参考性质而已。
Many Christians today treated God's words as reference only.
那有些基督徒甚至误解了神是爱啊，这一个很重要的特质。
And more so that they have misunderstood God is love.
神的爱其实是表现在他要百姓能够啊。成为或者接近他的圣洁，要效法他的这个属性。
God is love is to let his people to get close to him.
就是说，他一直在强调神是圣洁的神，所以他的百姓要成为圣洁。
And he has emphasized that God is holy, that the people of his also should be holy.
因为爱是圣洁的。
Because love is holy.
所以神是爱，神也是圣洁的神。
So God is love, God is also holy.
在这个爱里面也是公义的。
And in love, there's justice.
这个爱也是诚实的。
And love is also faithful.
所以神是信实慈爱的神，他跟百姓立约，他就会照着他的约来行事。
So because God is faithful, then whatever he has promised, he will do it.
我们今天晚上来从利未记二十六章来看看神所给我们这两个选项，我们应该做怎么样一个明智的选择。
This evening we shall study chapter 26 of Leviticus, what type of choices that we shall make.
在创世纪第十五章的地方，神初次跟亚伯拉罕立约。
And in Genesis chapter 15, God first promised or make a covenant with Abraham.
那这个约是讲得非常清楚的。
The covenant is very clear.
神的亚伯拉罕的子孙后来会住在埃及地，在异邦的地方做奴隶，被人家奴隶。
The descendants of Abraham will become the slaves of foreign land.
那在时候满足的时候，神就把他们带回来。
And when time comes, God will bring them back.
要把他所应许的这个牛奶移民的地方赐给他的子孙亚伯拉罕子孙作为产业。
That God will give the land that is flowing with milk and honey to the descendants of Abraham.
那这个就是二十六章第四十二节说的。
Which is recorded in verse 42 of Leviticus chapter 26.
请读。
Chapter 26, then I will remember my covenant with Jacob and my covenant with Isaac and my covenant with Abraham. I will remember the land.
这是神，你看他重复的说，他跟亚伯拉罕立约，跟以撒立约，跟雅各立约，这是选民的三个祖先呢。
So here God says that he will remember his covenant with Jacob, Isaac, and Abraham.
那照着神的计划，百姓他们在埃及做奴隶的。
Based on the plan of God, the Israelites have been slave to Egypt.
第十三节说，第十三节哈。
十三。And chapter 26, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt that you should not be their slaves. I have broken the bands of your yoke and made you walk upright.
这个就是神的信实。
This is the faithfulness of God.
他用大能的手把百姓从埃及的奴隶之地带出来。
By his mighty hand, he has brought the Israelites out of the land of Egypt.
折断他们所负的重轭。
And he has broken the bands of the yoke.
叫他们可以挺身而走。
So that they can walk upright.
他们在埃及的时候是被放一个重轭在肩头上。
When they were in Egypt, they have a heavy yoke on their shoulders.
没有人能够这样子挺身昂首的。
They were unable to even walk upright.
没有任何的自由。
They have no freedom.
他们的生活充满的是劳苦重担。
Their lives is full of toil and trouble.
但是现在神把他们带出来了。
But God now takes them out.
这就是神，他是守约的神。
This means that God is a God of keeping his covenant.
把他们带进旷野。
He has brought them into the wilderness.
然后把他的心意向选民显明。
And he has manifested his will to the chosen people.
他要把这个美地啊，神应许的美地再一次赐给他们。
And God will once again give the land of promise to them.
然后呢，神用这个奇妙作为，其实就是要让这一个新的世代也能够体会神要跟他们建立所立的约。
And in this new era, God will once again make a covenant with his people.
好，你看，我们现在看第九节哈。
Let's read verse 9. Verse 9. For I will look on you favorably and make you fruitful, multiply you, and confirm my covenant with you.
这是神现在跟这个百姓说的。我现在要建立所跟你们所立的约。
And this is what God told them that He will confirm His covenant with them.
所以神他是守约的，他也希望百姓也能够来遵守他跟百姓的约。
So since God is keeping His covenant, then He also wants His people to keep His covenant.
他要这一群百姓成为他的民，然后他可以住在他们当中。
He wanted His people to be His people, and that they will live. With him.
他在他们当中跟他们一起生活一起行走，然后来祝福他，保护他。
And God is living among them to bless them and to guide them.
所以其实神他的目标就是要建立一个很特别的国度，跟其他民族都不同的。
So the purpose of God is to have a special nation of people that is different from others.
那可是这个国度要能够真的让神得荣耀，
but this,
只有一个条件。
But there's one criteria where they have to glorify, the kingdom has to glorify God.
就是第二十六章的第三节说的。
Which is mentioned in verse 3 of chapter 26.
你们若遵行我的律例，谨守我的诫命。
If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments.
这就是神的心意。
This is the will of God.
他给百姓讲那么多话。
What he has told all these things to the people.
将他们所不知道的事情一一的告诉他们，讲得很详细。
He has give them a lot of details of what he wants to tell them.
从食衣住行的每一个生活层面都跟他们讲。
From everything in the daily lives.
你要吃什么？你要怎么穿？你要怎么住？
What they should eat, what they should clothe, and how they should live.
你们在居住环境当中，要怎么保持圣洁
？What kind of environment they live in, and how they should keep themselves holy.
你们怎么跟人家相处
？How to treat others.
怎么跟神保持美好的关系
？How to keep a good relationship with God.
所有生活上会碰到的事情，在律法里面，神通通跟他们指明了。
And in His laws, He has listed out all kinds of things that they should do.
如果神的选民愿意遵行神的律例，谨守他的命令。
If his chosen people are willing to keep and walk in his statutes and his commandments,
接下来他就说他要降福气。
Then God will bless them.
我们从二十六章的第四节开始呢。
And from verse 4 onwards,
我们可以看到有四个层面的福气。
There are four types of blessings.
第一个福气从第四节到第五节。
From verse 4 to 5 is the first.Type of blessings.
来，请读。
Then I will give you rain in its season, that the land shall yield its produce, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. Verse 5, your threshing shall last till the time of vintage, and the vintage shall last till the time of sowing. You shall eat your bread to the full and dwell in your land safely.
那这里神说他要按时下雨。
Here God says that He will give them rain in the season.
然后赏赐丰收给他们有粮食可吃。
And they shall that their land shall yield the produce.
让百姓的生活真的是可以丰衣足食。
So their lives shall be full of abundance.
你看这个按时候下雨很重要的。
So it's very important to have the rain in its season.
你看现在是加州应该有的降雨的季节。
And right now, California should have the rainy season.
我们今天早上就有雨降下来。
So this morning we have some rain.
有雨，这个雨水降在对的时候是很重要的。
And when the rain comes down in the right time, it's very important.
有雨水，但是如果降在错误的时间，那就惨了。
If there's rain and it's poured down in the wrong season, then that is bad.
哦，所以该干燥的时候就要干燥。
So when it should be dry, it should be dry.
该潮湿的时候就要潮湿。
When it should be moisture,
那这样子作物才有可能会按时成长，才会有丰收的。
Then the crops will yield what it's supposed to produce.
我们家里面有亚在种东西的人都很清楚，这个作物真的是看天吃饭的。如果神不降雨，你再怎么样努力就是没有收获。
And people who try to grow crops or plants, they know that it all depends on the rain from heaven.
哦，所以其实神给百姓、给世人的福气就是。让风调雨顺。
And so when God is blessing His people, it means that He will give rain and in the right time.
你看那个、他特别跟神跟百姓说，他说第五节你们打粮食要打到摘葡萄的时候。
And God specially said that the threshing shall last until the time of vintage.
他们一般在打粮食，按照他们的季节，从初熟节到五旬节。差不多有两个月的时间。
And from the time of the first feast of first fruit until the feast of the weeks, there should be 2 months of time, a period.
好，初熟节大概就是在现在我们的那个太阳历大概三月左右。
And the time of the first fruit is about our third month of the year.
那五旬节大概就是五月的时候。
And the Feast of the weeks should be around the fifth month.
那初熟节大概就是收割大麦的时候，那到五旬节的时候就是收割小麦的时候。
So in the third month it should be harvesting of the wheat, and the fifth month would be barley.
这是一般他们的打粮食的季节。
This is their season of threshing.
可是现在神说要把他们打粮食的时间，把它延长到摘葡萄的时候。
But now God is changing the threshing.To last until the time of vintage.
那摘葡萄正常就是到七八月的时候。
And the vintage time should be around 7th to 8th month.、
哦、所以七八月的时候是葡萄成熟的时候，他们在摘葡萄的时候。
During that time, that's where they harvest the grapes.
好，所以打粮食要打到摘葡萄的时候，表示他们现在粮食的丰收一直有收获到他们葡萄成熟了。
So threshing lasts until time of vintage means they have a long period of harvesting.
好，那现在摘，他说摘葡萄要摘到撒种的时候。
So when they the time of vintage should last until time of sowing.
撒种的时候就是他们秋雨开始的时候。
So the time of sowing is the time of later rain.
Early
rain.
那秋雨就是早雨的时候，就是大概我们现在时间的十月以后，大概十月到十二月之间。
Which is the autumn rain, which is around the 10th and 11th month of the year.
所以他现在摘葡萄，他说要一直摘到撒种的时候，从本来七八月就应该完成的工作，现在可以一直持续到十月、十二月左右。
So from the vintage till time of sowing is around 7th to 8th month until the 10th to 11th month.
那这个撒种的时候就是降雨的时候，所以呢，你看他们等于从一开头，从年初到年尾都有收成。
So time of sowing is the time of rain, and so they have harvesting from the beginning of the year until the end of the year.
这个就是神给他们的福气。
This is the blessings given by God.
让他们真的是每一个季节都有神所赐的这个食物，让他们丰衣足食。
So they have harvesting of crops in every season of the year. So they are not lacking.
慈爱的真神。
This is why God is merciful.
他对愿意遵行他命令的这些百姓照顾得很周到。
So God is taking care of His people who is willing to keep His statutes.
这位神是我们的天父。
And this Lord is our God.
他知道我们的需要。
He's our heavenly Father, and He knows our needs.
哦，所以当主耶稣他在传福音的时候，他跟我们这样说。
So when Jesus was preaching, He told us.
在马太福音第六章， 他告诉我们说我们要吃什么喝什么穿什么他都知道的。
So in Matthew chapter 6, he told us that whatever we want to wear and eat or drink, he knows.
因为他知道一般我们世人通常都是在忧虑吃什么喝什么穿什么。
Because we always worry about what we eat and what we drink and what we wear.
但是他现在主耶稣他特别给我们提醒。
But Jesus here especially reminded us.
哦，第三十二节说。
Verse 32.
这些都是外邦人所求的，你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。
For after all these things are the Gentiles seek, but God knows what you need.
所以现在。你看主耶稣也是提醒我们说如果我们先求神的国神的义这些东西他就会加给我们
And Jesus also reminded us that if we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness all these things shall be added to you
所谓先求神的国神的义如果我们从第二十四节看其实就是真的能够尽心尽力来侍奉神
So what does it mean by first seek his righteousness and his kingdom is
能够全心的侍奉神
It is that we can serve the LordWholeheartedly.
让我们的心不会再去追求这个世界上的事。
So that our hearts will not pursue after the things of the world.
所谓侍奉马门，其实就是把这个世界这些财物当做比神还重要的东西去追求。
So if we serve the mammon, that means we are serving something else that is more than God.
所以主耶稣他提醒我们，我们如果愿意能够真的来遵行神的命令，天父的旨意。
So Lord Jesus reminded us if we are willing to keep his commandments first.
然后来服侍他。
And to serve him.
他说我们所需用的他知道。
So he will know our needs.
他要让我们有一个足够的生活。
He will give us sufficiently.
你看天父他知道我们在肉体需要什么东西。
Because our heavenly fathers know what we need.
耶稣基督他来到人间，就是天父的救恩，就是天父的赏赐。
And Lord Jesus came to this world is because the Heavenly Father
给我们最好的礼物。
Heavenly Father's gift to us.
如果没有主耶稣，我们今天就没有永生，也没有盼望。
Without Lord Jesus, we do not have the hope of eternal life.
我们就没有方法可以胜过。罪恶胜过魔鬼，胜过死亡。
And we will not have the strength to overcome the death and the devil.
但是现在有主耶稣，我们都可以胜过了。
And now having Lord Jesus, we can overcome.
所以既然天父把耶稣都赐给我们了，让我们得到这个救恩。
Since the Heavenly Father has given this gift to us,
他还有什么东西不会赐给我们的呢
？That we have the hope of salvation. So what else would He not give us?
罗马书第八章的三十二节这样说哈。
In Romans chapter 8 verse 32 it says.
啊，罗马书八章三十二节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 32. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?
你看这里，既然这个爱子都给了我们，没有这样子保留。万物，这是我们生活所需要的。难道他不会白白的赐给我们吗
？Since he did not even spare his own son, but deliver for us, so what else would he not give us?
真的，如果我们愿意来听神的话，神所赐给我们的往往超过我们所求所想的。
Truly, if we are willing to come for his word, then what we need, he will give us beyond our imagination.
那这个就是神，他是信实的神，他的应许一定是真的。
That is because he is a faithful God, so his promise is true.
如果我们有信心，愿意来遵行他的话，必然领受。
If we have the faith and come to receive it, then we will receive it.
再看回来二十六章。
Let's turn back to Leviticus 26.
第六节到第八节。
Verses 6-8.
这是第二个层面的福气。
This is the second level of blessings.
来，请读。
Verses 6-8.I will give peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and none will make you afraid. I will rid the land of evil beasts, and the sword will not go through your land. Verse 7, you will chase your enemies, and they shall fall by the sword before you. 8, five of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight. Your enemies shall fall by the sword before you.
这一段提到的福气就是神让
他的百姓的国度平安。
And the blessings mentioned here is God will give peace to the kingdom.
让他的百姓可以安然居住。
So that his people can live in peace.
所以百姓他们能够有平安、有胜利的、有得胜的生活。
So the people of God will have the
他们可以得胜。
The life of victory.
最后那个刀剑不会经过他们的土地。
And the sword will not pass by them.
那个仇敌怕他们不敢接近。
And even the enemies are afraid of them.
哦，那个野兽也不会到他们的土地里面去作怪。
And the beast will also not come by.
哦，所以你看神他赐给他的百姓哦各方面的平安。
So God has given all kinds of peace to His people.
你看第六节特别说。
In verse 6 especially.
他说你们躺卧的时候无人惊吓。
When you lie down, there is none to make you afraid.
表示他们真的没有什么仇敌会来侵害他们。
So there will not be even enemies coming for them.
他们也不会怕什么疾病。
And they would not be afraid of any diseases.
你看今天我们住在这里，你躺在外面躺看看。
And today, if you are, you even try to lie outside.
躺在外面，现在最怕什么呢？
What would you be afraid of?
蚊子。
Mosquitoes.
没，加州还好没有蚊子。
Fortunately, California doesn't have mosquitoes.
不知道什么时候会有了。
We don't know when it will come.
但是最近在南美洲在流行那个有个病毒嘛哈。
So recently there's this virus in South America.
那叫做波卡嘛。啊
？Zika
对，兹卡病毒。
Zika virus.
那这个就是会。特别是会让那个胎儿哈产生畸形的。
It will cause
就是孩子会不正常。
It will cause abnormality in infants.
那它是会致命的。
And it's also fatal.
所以很多人现在很怕蚊子啊。
So now everyone is afraid of mosquitoes.
你躺在那里，你只要有昆虫来，有蚂蚁来。咬你，你就没有安全了。
If you lie down and there's mosquitoes and ants coming to bite you, you have no safety.
真的有时候不需要敌人拿刀拿枪说来杀你。
You don't even need to have enemies to come and kill you.
有时候这些一个病毒让我们就怕死了。
Just a type of virus, then we'll be afraid.
可是神现在应许他的百姓说，我是平安在你们地上，你们躺卧没有不会有惊吓的。
But here God promised that the people that you will not have, you will not be afraid of anything.
所以百姓他们可以不用怕各种疾病、野兽、仇敌来扰乱他们。
So the people would not be afraid of any diseases or beasts or enemies.
真的可以很喜乐、很平安的生活。
They can live joyfully and peacefully.
神赐给他们完全的胜利。
And God gave them a victory.
就算有仇敌敢来侵害他们
，Even if there are enemies who dare to come，
他说你们就来，你们可以追赶他们。
You can chase them away.
五个就可以追一百人。
And five of you shall chase 100.
一百个人就可以追一万人了。
And 100 you shall put 10,000 away.
仇敌必倒在你们刀下。
Your enemy shall fall by the sword before you.
我们就看到，其实是神为百姓啊。战争啊，所以仇敌没有人在他们面前能站立得住。
So it is God who fight for them, so there's no enemies that can stand before them.
真的，他们进迦南地之后，他们现在要面临的就是，这个当地居民自然会来跟他们打仗的。
And when they enter into the land of promise, then the enemies will come fight them.
你有时候想一想，当百姓他们的生活。丰衣足食，又有很多的收出产，很多的财物的时候。
And when you think about it, when these the people of God, they have abundance in their lives and all the things that they need.
那这个周围的人会不会看到会不会眼红，会不会来抢他们呢？会哦。
All these neighboring countries will be jealous of them.
那他们来攻击的时候。
So when they come to attack them,
神就为他们征战了。
God will fight for them.
啊，所以这些仇敌必然被制服。
So the enemies will be triumph over.
啊，所以 这个平安是神给他们的。
So the peace comes from God.
健康也是神给的。
Health also comes from God.
所以神让他的选民的国度能够兴旺，能够有平安。
So God is the one who let his people having peace and having victory.
让他们在这个列邦当中有荣耀。
So that among the other nations, God will be glorified.
那这个就是神的福气啊。
And this is the blessings from God.
你看，今天我们成为主耶稣的门徒，真教会的信徒。
So today we, the true Jesus Church members, becoming the disciples of God.
我们如果真的照主耶稣所讲的，能够遵行他的命令，活出他的形象。
If we can obey and keep his commandments and to live his to live out a life like him.
我们在世上虽然有苦难，
even though we may have trouble in life,
可是我们在他里面有平安。
But we will have peace in him.
所以约翰福音第十四章主耶稣这样说。
So in John chapter 14, Jesus said.
约翰福音第十四章。
John chapter 14.
我们看第二十七节。
Verse 27. Verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
你看，主的平安跟世人的平安不一样。
So the peace from God is different from the world.
当然，在旧约时代，神给百姓的应许，他的平安就是他们真的是没有人会惊吓他们。
So in the Old Testament time, the type of peace God gives is really different.
因为神成为他们 的那个火城，视为把他们保护起来的。
Because God is the fire wall who protect them from others.
神把他的选民把他隔离出来。
He has separated his people from others.
让他们住在一个特殊的区域，是神眼目时常看顾的地方。
So that they can live in a place where it's surrounded by God's protection and God is always taking care of them.
神在旧约时代没有让他的百姓去散居在各地方。
God would not let
就是在异邦当中。
His people to live among the foreign nations.
神要他们都聚在一起。
And
在他的土地里面。
God actually wanted them to live together as a whole.
因为这个就是一个预表，这个神的国度的预表。
This is a prefiguration of God's kingdom.
可是到了新约时代，主耶稣来了以后。
But after in the New Testament when Jesus comes,
神的用意是要把他的福音传遍天下的。
God once wanted his gospel to be spread all over the world.
所以他的国度在新约时代就是属灵的国度，是教会。
So God's kingdom in the New Testament time is a spiritual kingdom.
他先要让我们去住在这个众人当中。
And God wanted us to live among other people.
所以我们每个弟兄姐妹散居在我们的邻居，我们的这个各地区里面。
That is why we live
都是在分散在世人当中的。
We are scattered in all over the places.
但是我们虽然住在世人里面，可是我们是被神特别保护的每一个单位。
Even though we live among other people, we are still a separate people of God.
这个社区的人会遇到的事情，我们成为居民的一份子，也可能会碰到。
And whatever other people may encounter, we may also encounter.
但是我们在主里面却有平安。
But we will have peace within the Lord.
这个平安就是我们不会忧愁，不会胆怯。
Which is that we will not be troubled and will not be afraid.
我们心里面能够很稳定。
We can have a peaceful heart.
我们知道主与我们同在。
Because we know that God is with us.
神要带领我们走过任何的风雨。
And God will lead us through all kinds of trouble.
所以虽然我们在世上有苦难，
even though we have trouble in this world,
可是神他赐给我们平安。
But God gives us peace.
那这个平安就是超越的。
This peace is beyond our understanding.
那这个就是神他应许的，在新约这个时代属灵的国度里面所拥有的这个特殊的福气。
And this is a special blessings that God has promised us in this new era.
所以今天我们只要愿意跟从主耶稣。
So if we're willing to just come and follow Jesus.
我们顺服神的命令。
And to obey His commandments.
这个平安就是我们应该有的生活。
This peace will be given unto us.
我们在日常生活当中，我们可以 很平静，可以很有力。
In our daily lives, we will have a true peace and have strength.
好，再看回来二十六章。
Let's return to Leviticus chapter 26.
来看第三个福气。
The third type of blessings.
从第九节开始到第十节。
Verses 9 and 10. For I will look on you favorably and make you fruitful, multiply you and confirm my covenant with you. Verse 10. You shall eat the old harvest and clear out the old because of the new.
你看这里说，神说我要眷顾你们，使你们生养众多。
God says that He will look upon them favorably and make them fruitful.
然后跟你们要与你们坚定所立的约。
And to multiply them and confirm the covenant with them.
那表示神现在对百姓的祝福不是只有在这一世代的人而已。
So the type of blessing is not only for the those people at that time.
神应许百姓，他们可以生养众多，他们人数可以一直不断的繁衍下去。
And God will make them multiply, from generation to generation.
然后呢，神代代要祝福给他们，每一个世代都给他们祝福。
And God will bless them, on every generation.
让他们都有粮食可以吃，不会饿死。
And that they will be, they will not hunger to death.
他们，你看他们。你们要吃陈粮，又要因新粮挪开陈粮，就是说，他们一定那个每一个世代，通通都是足够有余，不会缺乏。
They will eat the old harvest and clear out the old because of new. That means to say they will be, they will not be lacking forever.
你看，通常做父母亲的，他就会想到，哎，那孩子以后他们会过什么样的日子？是不是为他们准备一些财富
？As parents, they always worry about their children, what they will have in the future.
那有钱的家庭有时候也是有很多的苦难。
And even the rich families will have their own trouble.
因为财富在这一段这一代人所累积的，到下一代可能就开始争吵了。
Because from this generation there's riches, and then the next generation will may have a
fight. They will fight for the. 就开始争吵嘛。
They will fight for the inheritance.
这个事情，这样的一个事情，在社会上常常都看到，绝对不会断绝的。
We often see this type of problem in this world.
可是，在选民的国度就不会这样子。
But in the kingdom of the chosen people, it's not the same.
我们会看到神给百姓的祝福是世世代代延续下来，每一个世代都很充足。
We see that the blessings of the Lord is abundant and is sufficient for the people.
世界上的财富是富不过三代。
And in the normal world, the possessions will not go over three generations.
那可你看，但是神对百姓的照顾，他是世世代，不是只有这个世代的人而已哦。
But with the blessings of God, God will take care of them, not just for that generation.
他要让他这些选民子孙增多。
He will make them multiply.
那子孙增多，那也要有足够粮食才可以啊。
And if they multiply and be fruitful in their generation, they also need to have enough food to eat.
你看神给人的祝福，就是神让人可以生养后代。
So God blesses the people to have the descendants.
那这些后代如果没办法这样子很强健的活下去，其实这个世代结束就没有了。
So if the descendants do not know how to survive, then there's no more offspring.
哦，所以一般国度的强盛能够延续跟他的子孙有关的。
So the strength of a kingdom actually has a close relationship with the descendants' survival.
那就是君王的荣耀在乎民多嘛，哈。
So
the
glory of the king depends on.
That
depends on the amount, the bountiful of people.
所以你看神的属灵的国度也是一样。
And the spiritual kingdom of God is the same.
今天 神应许百姓生养众多。
So God has promised that the people will be fruitful and multiplying.
今天在属灵的国度里面
，in spiritual kingdom of God，
其实神也是要让我们他的选民能够世世代代的延续下来。
God also wants us to multiply and have more descendants.
让这些选民能够分散各地去传福音。
So that the chosen people can be scattered all over the world to preach the gospel.
因为今天神的旨意就是要把这个福音传遍天下呢。
Because the will of God is to preach the gospel throughout the world.
今天如果我们这个属灵的国度里面没有很多的子孙呢？
And if today we do not have a lot of descendants in the spiritual kingdom,
那其实有时候你看我们要带一个人信主很不容易啊。
And it's quite hard to bring a person to believe in the Lord.
但是我们自己的人如果生养的能够教得好的话
，And if we can at least multiply and bring about our descendants,
从一个子孙就可能生出很多很多。
And from our descendants, there are more offsprings to come.
这个就是神给百姓的祝福。
This is the blessings from the Lord.
让他们可以世世代代一直繁衍。
So that they can multiply and be fruitful.
然后成为神美好的见证人。
And they can be good witnesses for God.
然后让神的名得到荣耀。
And that the name of the Lord will be glorified.
好，再看回来，再看第十一节。
Starting to read verse 11.
第四个福气
The fourth blessings.
第十一节
Verse 11 I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you.
第十二节
Verse 12 I will walk among you and be your God, and you shall be my people.
这里特别说，神说我的心不厌恶你们。
Here God says, my soul shall not abhor you.
也就是说神的心会在百姓的身上会喜爱百姓。
That means to say God will be pleased with His people.
今天如果我们能够遵守神的话的
，If we are to keep and walk in His commandments,
那个神就喜爱我们，很简单。
Then God will be pleased with us.
那如果神喜爱我们，我们的福气就不间断。
If God is pleased with us, then our blessings will not stop.
你看做儿女的，如果得到父母的喜爱哈
，So as children, if we areBeing delightful to our parents.
那这个父母亲哦，他就把什么好东西就留给这个他所爱的儿女。
The parents will always give the good stuffs to the children.
哦，所以你看这里特别提到说，神的心不会厌恶百姓，但是就是喜爱他们。
So here, the God's soul shall not abhor the people. It means God is pleased with them.
然后神他说，我要在你们当中立我的帐幕。
And he will set his tabernacle among them.
我在你们当中行走。
He will walk among them.
我要做你们的神，你们做我的子民。
And be their God, and they will be his people.
我们知道有神同在，就有一切的福气。
So we know that if God is with us, we have all types of blessings.
所以有神在一起就是最好的。
So if we have God with us, that's the best.
你看当时候摩西啊，他很清楚，他最知道有神同在跟没有神同在差太多了。
At the time, Moses also knew clearly that with God, if God abides with him, it's very different from without.
所以他当时候跟神求，摩西有一次跟神求。
So once Moses plead to God.
他跟神说，我们跟其他的百姓，跟其他的那些民族是怎么样有分别、啊、
？And he asked God that, how different are we with the other nations?
这个分别就是我们有你同在。他们没有。
The great difference is that we have the abundance of you and they do not.
啊，如果神不跟百姓同在，摩西说，那我们就不要去那个迦南地了。
If God is not with them, Moses said to God that we should not even go to the land of Canaan.
我们现在看出埃及记三十三章。
Let's read the Exodus chapter 33.
出埃及记三十三章。
Exodus 33.
十五节。
Verse 15.
摩西说：“你若不亲自和我们同去，就不要把我们从这个领上去了。”
Moses said to God, "If your presence does not go with us, do not bring us up from here."
十六节说：“人在何事上得以知道我和你的百姓在你眼前蒙恩呢？岂不是因你与我们同去，使我和你的百姓在与地上的万民有分别吗？”
Verse 16: For how then will it be known that your people and I have found grace in your sight except you go with us, so we shall be separate.
所以你看，神的同在就是让百姓跟其他的民族有分别的关键。
So the presence of God with them is the main key, the key to the differentiation between them and the others.
现在能够有神同在，能够神在他们当中行走居住的，只有一个条件而已，就是听神的话。
And there's only one criterion where God will live among them and be with them is that they obey the commandments of God.
所以说实在的，如果我们现在很多人学 business 啊，啊怎么样谈判，怎么得到一个好的 deal 啊？
And today a lot of people are studying business and how do you get a good deal bargaining with others?
就是要怎么得到好处了
？How do you get the benefit?
真的，天下这个好处是最好的。
And this is the best benefit you can get.
而且是最容易得到的。
This is the easiest to get.
就是听他的话而已，他跟我们说的，我们去做。
Which is to obey his word and whatever he tells us to do.
所以聪明的我们都知道应该怎么选择。
If we are wise, we know how to choose.
好，那现在我们既然要选择遵行神的话
，Since we now choose the word of God，
现在有几个关键点，神在一开始的时候先讲在前面。
And there are some key words that God has mentioned.
有时候我们这个时间点，哇，我们会觉得说，对我应该来遵守神的命令。
Sometimes we do tell ourselves that yes, we should obey his commandments.
只要稍微会算的人都知道，那这个很划算啊。
And people who are calculative, they know that this is a good deal.
可是遵守命令能够一直持守下去，这不容易哦。
But to keep continuously keep his commandments is not easy.
可是神他告诉我们有三个方法。
And God told us that there are three methods.
这三个关键点要抓住。
And the three keys that we should take hold of. Let's return to chapter 26 of Leviticus.
第一节跟第二节。
Verses 1 and 2. You shall not make idols for yourself, neither a carved image nor a sacred pillar shall you rear up for yourselves, nor shall you set up an engraved stone in your land to bow down to it, for I am the Lord your God. Verse 2. You shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord.
这里提到神提到三件事。
Here God mentioned three things.
要能够遵守神的命令，第一个要掩蔽偶像，专一侍奉真神。
In order to keep the commandments of God is do not make idols and do not make idols and
只有敬拜这位独一真神。
But to worship God alone.
除了神之外，不可以有任何的偶像。
Other than God alone, there shall not be any idols.
绝对不可以去侍奉这些假神。
And they shall not serve other images.
这个就是诫命里面的第一条和第二条。
This is the first and second commandments in the Ten Commandments.
这个偶像的诱惑，每一个世代都有。
And the luring of the idols it exists in every generation.
在选民那个时代，旷野时代，就是很多外邦神的偶像，真的立的在那边的，一尊的，一个柱像一个柱像的。
In the time of the Israelites, they have all these pillars of carved images everywhere.
可是现在就不是我们面临的，不是这些有形体的偶像。
But today we are not facing with images with shape.
而是这个社会里面很多的这个诱惑，很多的这个迷惑。
But rather there are a lot of
迷惑哈。
Deceit in this world that is ensnaring us.
我们现在看哥林多后书第十一章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians 11.
哥林多后书第十一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 11.
第三节。
Verse 3. 11 verse 3. But I fear lest somehow as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ.
你看这里提到这个人的心会偏移邪，会被诱惑，失去这个纯一的心呢。
Here it mentioned that our minds may be corrupted from the simplicity by the deceit.
所以有时候你看财富会让我们失去清洁的心。
So even wealth can lead us away from purity.
你看有时候这些异端。
And heresies.
有时候是我们人的情欲。
And sometimes our fleshful desires.
所以我们在末世要非常谨慎。
So we have to be very watchful in the end time.
有时候我们的心是逐渐慢慢的趋向别的事情，不再那么像神那么纯一的时候，我们没有察觉的。
And a lot of times we gradually was led away to other things and slowly not put priority in God's matters.
所以我们要专一的侍奉神很重要。
So we have to put our mind and wholeheartedly serve Him.
常常反省自己，我们心内心里面有没有偶像。
We have to remind ourselves and evaluate ourselves whether we have images or idols in our hearts.
这个偶像有时候可能是我们的孩子。
Sometimes even our idols can be our children.
我们尊重孩子胜过尊重神。
We respect our children more than we respect God.
有时候这个年轻的父母亲呢。
And a lot of young parents.
就是把这个孩子看得比神还重要。
They look at their children more than.
该睡觉的时候不能，所以没办法来聚会。
And if the kids wants to sleep, then they are unable to come to church services.
要参加什么活动，所以没办法来早安息日。
And because there are other activities of the kids, they cannot come to the Sabbath.
到底谁是神？
So who is God?
很有可能孩子变成我们的神。
So it's possible that our children becomes our God.
我们在侍奉我们的孩子，胜过侍奉我们的神。
We serve our children more than we serve God.
所以我们会看到这个时代当年轻人有孩子之后越来越很难参加聚会了。
So we see that a lot of parents when they have to serve their children they're not coming to church that often.
圣经告诉我们要注意。
So the Bible reminds us to take note.
第二点在利未记第二章第二十六章第二节说要守安息日。
The second commandment is In verse 2 of 26 Leviticus, you shall keep my Sabbaths.
要守，所以安息日很重要。
So keeping Sabbaths is very important.
安息日是节期的最基础。
The Sabbath is the most basic foundation of festivals.
你看，每一周的安息日就是一个开始，重新开始。
So the
敬拜哈，如果用一个循环来看。敬拜神跟我们的日常生活一周一个循环嘛。
So we have this cycle of our daily living and Sabbath.
那安息日就是最基本的概念。
And Sabbath is the basic foundation.
百姓他们在旷野的时代他们守神的诫命没有问题的。
And in the time of the Israelites when they try to keep his commandments in the wilderness.
刚进入迦南地的时候没问题。
And when they are entering into Canaan, they have no problem.
但是经过一百年，经过两百年，经过三百年以后
，But after 100, 200, 300 years later,
这个情形就不一样了。
They have changed.
他们在哪里失败的
？Where did they fail?
他们在安息日的事情失败了。
They have failed in the matters of Sabbath.
安息日一失败，安息年就没有了。
When they have failed in keeping Sabbath, there is no more jubilee.
The year of rest,
the year of rest.
第七年安息年就没有。
The seventh year of Sabbath.
那没有安息年，当然不可能有新年。
Then if there's no rest year, then there's no jubilee.
所以你看，这个都是从安息日开始。
It all starts from Sabbath.
所以要能够遵守神的安息日很重要。
So in order to keep His Sabbath is important.
特别第二节特别说，你们要守我的安息日。
Here is specially say that you shall keep my Sabbath.
好，所以我们一定要好好的把神的安息日看为可尊重的。
So we really have to respect the Sabbath of God.
那这样子，我们就能够世世代代一直持守，能够遵行神的命令。
And that we can keep His Sabbath from generations to generations.
第三个就是要敬我的圣所。
The third one is to be reverent in My sanctuary.
就是会爱护神的这个他的家。
That is to say, we really take care of his house.
对神的会幕、圣所、圣殿，真的有一个敬畏的心。
And having reverence towards his tabernacle, his temple.
那也代表在神的眼中，他只有一个圣所。
And it also means that in our eyes, there's only one sanctuary.
所以百姓呢，他们要尊敬神的圣所，就是说。他们会照神的吩咐到圣所来献祭，来守节期，不会觉得说啊，神怎么那么啰嗦。
It means to say that they would come to the sanctuary or come to the temple of God to offer sacrifices.
哦，你看以前选民他们就觉得神的那个献祭的事情啊很繁琐，他们觉得心里很厌烦。
They may have problem with all these offering or sacrifices that they have to make.
他们来到神的圣所就很勉强。
And when they come to the sanctuary of God, it's very reluctant.
可是神说，如果你进我的圣所，
But God says, if you come to my sanctuary,
也就是说，知道说这个是属神的，我是主神，是神的。
And it says here, He is the Lord.
然后他接下来才说，你们若遵守我的律例，遵守我的诫命啊。
And following, he says, if you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments.
那表示要遵行神的命令，跟的前提一定是掩蔽偶像，守神的安息日，以及尊敬神的圣所。
And meaning to keep his commandments, they shall not make idols, and they shall keep the Sabbath and be reverent in his sanctuary.
那这样子，神所应许的福气啊，就临到百姓，世世代代不会改变。
Then the blessings of God will come to them for generations upon generations.
今天我们的教会需要我们的关心。
Today our church needs our care.
我们如果真的是对神的命令很在意的人，
If we really care about God's commandments,
我们同时会很注意神的家。
We will really be concerned of the Lord's house.
我们来到教会来敬拜神，我们一定会一颗敬虔的心。
When we come to worship in His house, we will have a heart of reverence.
那这样子，我们整个教会、神的家就会充满喜乐，还会得到更多的福气。
In that sense, then we will have a lot of joy and have a lot of blessings.
我们用以上作为互相勉励。
That's all the exhortation.
我们一起来唱诗第十一首。
Let's all sing hymns 11.